Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tomorrow is the deadline for the Democratic presidential candidates to qualify for the first two rounds of debates.
Politico campaign reporter Zach Montalaro is on our news line. Zach, tell us about the criteria to get into the debates.
Sure. So there's really two ways that candidates can qualify for the debates at the end of next month. They can get either 1% in three polls, or they can get 65,000 donors. Or, to confirm their spot, basically guarantee their spot, they can get both of those.
So as we stand this afternoon, which candidates might be in trouble here?
Sure. So right now, 20 candidates have qualified as of this afternoon. Qualification closes tomorrow. And the four who have not yet made the top are Mike Gravel, former senator from Alaska, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, Massachusetts Representative Seth Moulton, and Wayne Messam, a mayor from a city in Florida. So the other 20 candidates, big and small, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bill de Blasio, Kirsten Gillibrand, they're all on stage.
How big a blow is it for the candidates who don't get into the first round of debates?
Well, it'll certainly be tough to not make the first round of debates. The first time that a lot of these lesser-known candidates would have to introduce themselves to a national audience. But there's another round of debates coming up at the end of July, and many campaigns have said that, hey, even if we don't make the debates, we're in it. We're in it to win it. We're in it for at least a few more months. Because, you know, it's really early. We're about 500 days out from the general election in 2020. You know, votes aren't cast until early next year for the Iowa caucuses. So there's a long way to go. It's not a death knell, but it certainly doesn't help.
So, Zach, the qualifying candidates will be split into two debates, we understand. How's that going to work? How are they going to split them up?
Yeah. So they're dividing up the top-tier candidates, so candidates polling above 2%, and that's only nine candidates. So that's the big names, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and also candidates like Castro. He's polling above 2%. Amy Klobuchar, the senator of Minnesota, is polling above 2%. So all those candidates are grouped into one group, and they will be divided among the two nights. Then all the lower-tier candidates polling below that mark, you know, where Gillibrand and de Blasio belong to, they'll also be split up. And this is avoiding a kiddie table debate, basically. So every night is guaranteed to have at least some high polling candidates, and every night is guaranteed to have at least some low polling candidates.
Real quick, before we let you go, you've mentioned Bill de Blasio and Kirsten Gillibrand, a third candidate from our area, Cory Booker. Where does he stand in all this?
All three of them are safe. Gillibrand and Booker are definitely safe. They've crossed both thresholds, functionally locking up their spot, and it would take an absolute catastrophe in the next 24 hours for Bill de Blasio to be knocked off stage. It's really almost implausible that he would not make it at this point.
Thanks, Zach. That's Politico campaign reporter Zach Montalaro.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.